Blog Talk Radio.
Out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Thank you.
George jamming with exclusive hot new mix.
Calls on the request line. Call up. it's yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours.
Brand new banger.
Banger.
we're jamming with the King. Exclusive hot new mix.
Happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped. Imagine you strapped, imagine it having action. Imagine how these niggas could be acting if you never got the crack. Imagine life so hard, can't imagine it's like living in the city of God, you feel me? Imagine life on the yard, I'm trying to get that dollar on some, yeah,
brand new banger.
Called Watch Me Work, featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now. Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Pep, and it's a pipe. Pussy as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night, making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Julia Monroe, Drulia Monroe, streaming right now on all platforms. Working.
But hip-hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio. We back in the house, man. Hey, man, how is that? Buddha Ali and Trillium Monroe. Yeah, half of the week. And we is on tweet and tweet. What's good, my people?
Yo, what's up?
What's happening?
Oh, nothing.
Buddha Ali.
What's happening?
What's up, Buddha?
Already making sure your mic come with us, my boy.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We have a couple in the extra. We got nothing. I'm going to get an extra, right?
So what's going on in the world of the true man?
Oh man, the other night they had a down there in DeKalb, Texas, they had a racial scare. They burned down the event center where the people do the Juneteenth and left some scarecrows hanging like people.
What?
Yeah, they did.
Now, where is this again?
I've been up 2 days straight on call.
Now, where was this again?
DeKalb, Texas.
DeKalb?
DeKalb, like DeKalb.
Oh, DeKalb.
Yeah.
Yeah. DeKalb, Texas.
Yeah, okay. Up here by Texarkana. Like on the Oklahoma border.
Okay, okay. So there have been racial issues, racial tension in the area.
Yeah, man. Yeah, real, man, you know, they will get ready. They were setting up for the Juneteenth thing. You know, the people called me, you know, because I'm with the party. I'm the chairman in this area. And the people had called me, and them older women scared. When you get to hear them older women complaining and spook, had me on guard all night. I was like, you know, they just went in the time, and they told me a lot of stuff that was happening. I had sort of... I always been in the party, you know that, since Quanah X down there in Houston. All the way to Crockett, all the way, you know, when the Brother Hill and all them, I could go on. Sister way past Jasper incident. Peace be on the bird, bro. Woman called, some brothers, some people came by the house. They were passing through out of town. And they saw a truck driver from my house. He was telling me because somebody told him to get in contact with me. You know, I'll be below radar. I won't be online, but I'll be online. When I'm online, I'm promoting. I ain't really on the guerrilla warfare. But, you going to the place?
I'm going to my house, Horizon.
And I'm driving up one of them. Ladies and neighborhood to her destination. But anyway, back to the situation. They called me and been on guard, so I talked to them this morning. Wasn't nobody hurt. It was just a scare, a spook technique. But, you know, shit could escalate from there to something different. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, given they've already started damaging. If they've already got into damaging property in a racial fashion, I mean, it's already escalated, because that's just going to lead to more tension. And I'm quite sure the youngsters in that area are not just going to... There's got to be some people in that area our age that just, you know what I'm saying? Or is it a more so... senior citizen area.
Right. The woman, that's talking about New Boston Hooks area, but,
okay.
The level, it's up here by New Boston. It's up more of my way up Northeast Texas. But it's on the outskirts of Oklahoma, Texas. So, you know, everything cowboy, black and white, you know, that's the thing that always been that way, especially in that area. But, like you said, some of the youngsters are still asleep.
Yeah.
They comprehend, but ain't comprehending. You know, I'm going to send both of y'all a picture so y'all can see.
Okay.
It was on the news. It came on the news yesterday. And, they were, they've been contacting me, just keeping me posted. Then, a lot of, you know, we got the party. The party's bigger and stronger than ever. And then, you know, with us uniting, get some of these gang members back on point, the Bloods and Crips to get out here, and the Disciples, you know, we got a lot of them coming in to wake it up. So the level this time is not going to be no 69, 56, yeah, or 52, 30. There won't be none of that.
Right.
I'm a kamikaze just by myself, just to call to me is numbers. So I just say, right here, man.
Yeah, you can get
out
right in front, right here. Thank you, Mr.
Phillips. You're welcome, man. You have a nice
day. All right, I'll see you Saturday.
Okay.
Okay, Saturday.
Just enjoy your family.
Don't
give me, though, whatever.
All right, I'm not. You know I'm not.
All right.
But they still coming.
All right. So just stand alone, you know. I'm on that zone. I'm in that world. Now I done got on that note. So did nobody get hurt? Like I told a woman this morning, I'm glad that nobody get hurt. And all this and all that, blase, blase. But I'm going to send y'all the pictures. What they send me, I'm going to send it to both of y'all. And they said the FBI and Texas Rangers supposed to be there today to investigate. This is These niggas spooked right here. Niggas is really spooked. You got some niggas talking, but they just talking. But some niggas,
yeah,
don't have, niggas are spooked. They really spooked them, but they even spooked me. It really got me wired up, cause I could go in there.
Yeah.
That's right. Crazy too, cause what they spooked for? Now if they homeboy was to get killed or something, they be all ready to ride.
Do you hear me, Goddess? Did you say what you said?
When they homeboys get shot up by other, they fellow neighboring, you know, neighbors, they be ready to ride. Well, let somebody hang something on the tree. They all spook. What they spook for? Do they not understand that we are better in numbers? They don't understand that. It's too many of us than it is them. So they gonna be spooked. They might as well just gone across the border.
No, don't say nothing. I expect that of my people because they caught up into that world of like you just said, against each other instead of defending our people. But it don't matter because Easy said this a long time ago. We don't die, we multiply. So, you know, then another woman called me. She's playing her story, telling me that her son got killed, hung from a tree 10 years ago by a white boy who was younger than he was.
Okay,
they
so
didn't charge
was,
him because he was a minor. They didn't charge him. They ain't sent him to jail or nothing. They didn't tell him because he was a minor. Supposedly.
That's the best. And that was the best time right there for them to retaliate. So if they sat back and did nothing, then what they'll let you know. I'm tell you something. When more people start retaliating against this stuff, that stuff, it'll cease and stop.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. Look at that.
And so I'm just getting y'all heads up in case the motherfucker come this way. Y'all ought to know why the wind kamikaze.
So there was some people supposed to have been there performing
or
something? Some people supposed to have been. I wouldn't be surprised if the police knew who did it.
Well, it's a event center in that area. That's where they throw parties at, like the trail rides and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. See, black people,
where the
let me
folk,
tell you
where
black
the
people.
Black folk
Let me tell you what black people, let me tell you what's wrong with black people. They like to have them peaceful protests. What the hell is a peaceful, what you peacefully protesting for? That's crazy. A peaceful protest. Somebody hang you from the tree, but you want to have a peaceful protest. Ain't nothing peaceful about that. That's crazy.
And, you know, I mean, how do you even process it? How do you even process that as peace? You can't even, you can't even process that in no peaceful form. It's a deliberate outburst.
So they burnt the place down, huh?
Yeah, they burnt it down.
But hopefully they had insurance. That's That's going to put money back in the owner's pocket if they had insurance. So I tell them thank you.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, man. It's something, man. This world is crazy. It's folding up. You know, we're running out of time. Though we don't know how much time we have, it could be another 1,000, 2,000 years. But we know, Eric, that as far as the human race, our time is running out. You know what I'm saying? They come up with all these different programs, all these different drugs, all these different diseases, man-made diseases, as they're passing around. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting bad. And it's crazy that someone would be so powerful yet, you know, diabolical to try to bring harm and erase a whole species that, you know what I'm saying, is here on the earth. It's not just, you know what I'm saying, it's not just us. It's some crazy ass shit going on. I saw something on Facebook today. A guy was, the thing about those body cams catch a lot. But when they depicturate a scene, they make it harsh. Because I couldn't see, this is one where the black guy was on top of a white girl. I guess they were fighting or something. But both of them was laying on the ground. The police officer opened.
He was stabbing her. He was stabbing her. Yep. That's what people don't understand. He was stabbing her.
That part right there was not shown in the video.
He's talking about that. You guys, it's a video going around with a police officer. He emptied the clip on this man. But see, what they didn't release is that man was stabbing that lady. He was had her on the ground. He was stabbing her. And when he got a clear view, he took the shot to take that man out. And so when he was shooting the man tried to get up. But you got to realize the man still had a knife in his hand. Them people is trying to kill.
Right.
That man was stabbing her. And I didn't think she was white. I thought she was just light-skinned.
I couldn't see her. From the vision it was...
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, it was a black man was stabbing the lady, yeah. I mean, from what I saw, he was just on top. I don't know. I didn't see the previous portion of it. But I did feel like he was existing.
He was stabbing that lady. You can hear the man telling him to drop the knife. The man wouldn't drop the knife. He was still trying to stab the lady. They trying to make it seem like that he was just you know, he had to shoot. If that was your daughter or sister and the man was on top of her with a knife, wouldn't you want him to do the same thing?
Quite naturally.
That's what they ain't. They causing an uproar.
Well, I still feel like it was over excessive. Because he could have took a shot to just injure him. He could have took one shot.
They're not trained to shoot. They're trained to kill.
That's what I just said.
That's right.
Same way in the military. Rules of engagement. You are trained to kill.
Right. But at some point, And that's what makes it so dangerous for us in this world, because they train to kill us.
Goodbye.
Right. So they tell you a command and you don't obey it, and 9 times out of 10 you're probably not gonna survive that situation.
Check your messenger, Buddha. Check your messenger.
Okay.
Tina Turner passed away today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man,
Tina Turner, 83. But even at 83, she looked good and she was still healthy enough to perform. So, I don't know what really happened with her. Nobody said what really happened, did
she? She had to get a kidney transplant about five or six years ago, and then she had cancer also. So all that they played into it. You gonna play life to the end of the road. So
where she was staying in London?
Yeah, probably so.
Did you get the inbox
folder? Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at United Hoods of America the strip club thing at the same time. I didn't see that.
Yeah, she stayed in Europe. What are you talking about?
Yeah, she stayed in... I'm talking about your video, but I'm talking about Tina Turner. I watched Tina Turner and these strippers at the same time. Forgive me, Lord.
Where you are?
I thought that was in Monroe.
Yeah.
I put the hell guys. I got over 1,200 views on it.
That's what's up.
I got a little bit of money.
You
got
to do what now?
Talking to him,
that was
him. I'm just saying, I'm
just
saying, I gotta look at it all the way.
I ain't seen that,
man. Miss Devil, what, man? What's going on? Birthday, man? You still celebrating?
Oh, no, I ain't celebrate yet, so I get around to it maybe this weekend. What you got going on? Tell me something good. What they got going on in what you call it? They say y'all got women doing drive-by shootings up there.
I was telling about the incident. I ain't got on that yet. I was telling them about the, I'm on that movement. I was telling about the decal situation.
What happened in decal?
They burn up some buildings. They burn up that event center where they finna do the Juneteenth thing. And left some scarecrow people hanging. You ain't seen it on Facebook?
No, I ain't see that yet.
Yo, man, it's been on the news, everything. They been calling me, man, since it happened. When I got out of work, I was getting called. And I didn't answer my phone. Somebody come knock at the door. And that's why I realized they're going, I ain't know how this shit was going on. Copy him all be in their zone. But they done woke it up now. I'ma send you the pictures.
Yeah,
oh. Boo, are you talking about that with the Nine Hoods group?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's anybody gonna do? Cause they ain't did nothing over there in Broken Bow yet.
I was telling that woman, I said, you know what? I said, we already got note from, we already got word with the man standing down the road from y'all. I said, that's already in the air. I said, now this doesn't happen.
Yeah, the sheriff said they need to go hire whatever they call it, a mob and hang niggas from trees, and ain't nobody put their boots on the ground and goddamn it, broken bow yet, out of bail yet. Ain't nobody hit the ground out of bail and brung that sheriff to justice yet.
Hold on.
Ain't nobody
I ain't gonna say everything while I'm finna tell you. I'm telling you, don't go to sleep on the cat. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
His head should have been mashed in the next day. His head should have been mashed in. He told them folks at the meeting, the investigators, city council, we need to hire a mob and hang niggas from trees. And ain't none of niggas shook a stick at the sheriff yet. They should have been outside of his house waiting on him to come out.
Didn't I just tell y'all that? I said they got everybody spooked in that area, in that little area right there. You know they spooked. They reached out all the way to me. Well, they supposed to reach out to me anyway, praise Allah. But they reached out to me way down there from Boca, all the way down here. They come to the door, Mr. Everywhere, knocked at my door and brought me this situation. I said, okay, y'all knocked at the door. I said, must ain't nobody doing a motherfucking thing. Now I got to go off.
Yeah.
They don't know. I was saying to come once that kamikaze come, that's over with, whatever, whoever. That was said, let's talk to the woman.
They made the chief of police resign down here when that summer gun, they arrested that black guy at that Waffle House for charging him for orange juice, and he was going to pay his bill. He just didn't know orange juice. They charged you at Waffle House for extra orange juice. And he didn't know, and he asked them, how come my deal is extra $4? And they said, oh, you got refills on orange juice. He said, I thought refill was free. They said, no. He said, y'all should have said something. And he said, I'm going to pay my bill. They went and called the police. They'd be sitting in the parking lot, and police came and arrested him. So when they arrested him, took him to jail, these niggas went down to the city hall and surrounded that bitch, and that chief of police was lying. He turned his badge in. They ain't going. They ain't going, not down here. You can pull that up. I can show you that article. They ain't going down here. You do anything like that, niggas is ready to ride. They ready looking for a reason. But down there, they too scared. They too scared.
I did not just say that. I just told them that. I said, motherfucker right here, spook like a motherfucker, dog. You have to go kamikaze. You have to go up and pray yourself to death. That's why I took the old freedom of death. But I just ain't got that fire. I ain't got that final call yet.
You asked my mama. We went in on the sheriff of Hope. You asked her. And he stole my computer. You asked my mama if we didn't go in his office. He couldn't say nothing. No, he had stole my computer because he was on the computer when I was down here on my computer. Said, you can't log in because somebody else is logged in on your computer. He stole it out of my truck. Went right in on him. He's sitting up there nervous as hell. And I told him. I said, I got to see you. That's why I told him. He stole all that money from y'all. Now they won't even give y'all a Juneteenth parade. You got to raise up money for your own damn parade. They just did that last year to reel y'all in. Chewed y'all up like bubblegum and spit you out. Couldn't get no Easter egg for the Easter egg hunt or nothing. And they just got $500,000 for y'all. Just got $500,000 grant for y'all. And they ain't built a splash pad. Prescott got a splash pad. Arkadelphia got a water park. And what y'all got? A watermelon fest.
That ain't even us.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Y'all ain't got nothing on the north side. Barely got a sidewalk. Y'all go downtown and y'all be saying, can we have a Juneteenth parade? They say, yeah. Will you give us some candy? Hell no. I just speak the truth. See, a lot of people sit up there and get on them. And it was two people that were ready to go do something, and that was me and Charles Primus. When I went down there to look at the books, Joker told me it's closed, City Hall was closed for renovation. Said they working on putting windows in and turn me around. That's what I was there for. I said, I want to see the books, the discrepancy in the books where y'all stealing money. Straight out my mouth. And they weren't going to let me do that. But if we would have went down there 100 deep, they going to have to turn them books over. They going to have to show it. They've been stealing from y'all forever and a day. They've been robbing y'all. That's fact. They done got, since I've known, they done got $300,000-$500,000 grants, and they ain't built nothing. The only deal they did was built that little downtown mall where y'all call y'allself having a fashion show. That wasn't nothing but a patch of grass and two benches.
Look out!
You can't tell me that was
$500,000.
You can't tell me that was $500,000. Two benches. Say I'm
lying. That's cold.
Say I'm lying. It's a patch of grass, ain't no bigger than Head of Love Kitchen, and two benches with a little the gazebo top, talking about downtown park.
They call it the posse.
That's crazy.
I don't care what they call it. Ain't no damn park. It ain't no bigger than, it ain't no bigger than Head of Love.
Like you put it in your pocket park.
Yeah, it's not even bigger than your kitchen.
Park, okay.
It's not bigger than your kitchen. There's a stretch of grass and two picnic benches, and they say that what they done spent the money on. I could have did that my damn self for $200. Where the other $500,000 at?
Well, that's why I told them at the city council meeting that time I went. I was like, we have to. We just have to get assuming ourselves and build a splash pad. That's what it's going to come to. First, y'all tell us y'all going to get it. Now, y'all ain't going to get it.
They weren't going to get it because they put the money in their pocket and they tell y'all niggas go home. Because they know y'all ain't going to ask the right question. Y'all say, can we get a Juneteenth parade? Now, open the books up. Let's see where the money going, because they give money every year for that. They get money from the state and the federal government, give them a $500,000 grant every 5 years. And all the money gone. And all the black kids got to walk 5 miles to go to a swimming pool in the hot sun, risk getting ran over by cars. And ain't nobody said nothing. They worried about a Juneteenth parade. There wasn't up but 4 miles long. Y'all walked 4 miles from one side of the black town to the other. They didn't let you go in the white neighborhood. They said, stay on this side. They didn't even give you no candy to throw out. All they said, meet us at the end. We're going to get you hot dogs and some bottled Walmart water. You get 36-count bottled Walmart water for $3.98. Then they gave you some Piggly Wiggly hot dogs. You get a whole case of those for $11 and then some bread. So they spent $50 on y'all for y'all's parade. Where the other $500,000 at?
Wow.
Y'all going to be revolutionaries. Y'all going to have to start with y'all's town and be some revolutionaries in y'all's town. When y'all go to the meeting, say, bring the books with you. Tell them to bring the books. Bring the books.
Well,
I'm sorry. I get in my feelings about that because I've been seeing how they doing all the black folks wrong. Yep.
It's just JoJo Loco. Oh yeah, boy. Where you at, my boy?
Who you talking about?
JoJo Loco?
What it do? What it do?
No!
You over there, you didn't cut? I didn't cut?
No, I was just listening to what was going on.
What happened out there on the west?
Dealing with this fucking weird-ass weather.
We don't know if it want to rain, be sunny.
Have they had any more tornadic activity out of that?
They ain't got no damn tornadoes.
Oh, okay. So y'all just getting the rain?
Yeah, rain and wind.
Okay.
I was over there earlier with Greg. Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
But I got tired, shit. I've been gone for a minute.
So right.
Sit down and rest.
Right, right. He must have had a recording session or something.
I'm going back over there tomorrow.
Is y'all doing any recording?
No, he was working on something, so I was like, you know, I'm not going to interrupt that.
Yeah.
Big move. How everybody been?
What's up, JoJo?
What's up,
Don't eat it. We chilling good, JoJo. Everybody doing pretty good.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
I got this crazy acid reflex going on. I thought Rolaids worked for acid reflex. That shit ain't doing nothing.
Try a spoonful of mustard. Try a spoonful of mustard.
Perrier water. What'd you say about water?
I drink that Perrier water for that.
Perrier water.
Spoonful of mustard. Try some, spoonful of mustard to take it away.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah,
but mustard gives me acid reflux.
Yeah, some people, but it got vinegar in there, so that's
that mean that what you ate some, you must have ate some red sauce. Either some marinara, you ate some spaghetti sauce. Pizza.
It was spaghetti. Something I knew I shouldn't. No, I'll tell you what it was. I had some hot mix, some links that I put in the microwave. And after I ate them, that just flared me up. I was already flared up a little bit before that. Oh, shit, this motherfucker jumped out of place. Lord, I'm a bitch. Oh. My knees just jump out of place. I ain't got no cartilage in between my knees, so it's just bone to bone. And since I hadn't been up on it, it's some space between now. So my bone moves from side to side. So
yeah,
I gotta be careful when I do stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta be careful when I do stand up. Yeah.
Better get one of them extended grip handle things that be grabbing shit.
Well, I had made notes for my insurance company that I needed a walker. But nowadays, they want to give you what everybody uses, you know what I'm saying? I don't want the one with the wheels on it. I want that old school grandma walker, you know?
You got to be careful.
With the tennis balls on.
It kicks the ground. You're going down sideways. I had that when I had my surgery on my foot the other year. And at 7 o'clock, I'm walking out of the yard in country, boy. Now, I wouldn't have my phone on me. Luckily, I got up. But if I wouldn't have had my phone on me, I fell down and broke something, I would have been in trouble. But I laid down so I could get back up. Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, you know what? I thought about I just wanted it to manifest the weight, my top weight, to where I can just, you know, make sure I got enough power with my legs to move, so to speak. Next year, regardless of the fact, next Tuesday, I got to figure out how to get up get in my wheelchair and go to the doctor. And that's going to be a sad situation. I'd probably be doped up all day and all night.
Well, yeah, we're praying for
him,
you know.
Well, I'm trying to go to him and get some type of, get some type of help, man. I don't run into all type of obstacles and reasons as to why I can't go, you know. I guess that's what I get from vaguely thinking that they got a show called a 600-pound, you know, life that I thought that I was in the bracket to be there. You know what I'm saying? Why can't you help me like you do them? You ain't doing them to feed the motherfuckers. They put them on there and make them folks eat all that food, then do a surgery on them. I don't want somebody to go make me eat dietarily so that I can, you know, the food is nourishment for what it's for.
You can do it. If you go to a fruit and vegetable diet, man, you can probably get you about a good 300 pounds off of it. But you just got to go to all fruit and vegetables, no meat whatsoever.
Yeah. I don't think she going to like that. But I'm going to tell her, though. Fruits and vegetables.
And then why you doing that? Film yourself so motivate other people and make your money at the same time.
Yeah.
Weaving too, huh? Boy, you weaving hard.
Well, that's what I use for arthritic pain. Weaving hard.
You leave all fast food alone. No pizzas, no bread. Just eat you fruits and vegetables. You'll be able to drop you 300 pounds in no time. Take you about a year, but you better do it. Your body's naturally going to be able to sit up there, and what it's going to do is going to burn all your fat that you have and turn that into energy. So...
Yeah.
The nutrients that you get from the fruit is going to work the car because, see, once you eat meat, that's got fat in it. And the fat in meat is going to get into your cells. And that's going to prevent you from losing weight. But if you eat fruits and vegetables, it's not going to have no fats in it. It's just going to have the nutrients that your body needs to sustain.
Yeah.
I got to get ready to do it because this insulin is making me gain weight. It made me gain 40 pounds. That dog, somebody hit me. Somebody hitting that. Call me Mr. Hit That. Where's everybody at? Everybody
we'll
disappear? Yeah, throw some tunes on.
Oh, I guess we'll jump into a couple of songs. And come back with more of the show. Y'all keep it a lot. And we jump into a couple of these here. We'll be right back.
keep my heat up. Don't let them see much. Desperado, slap rock, but you can call me bad luck. Quick to let the heat bust, let it go, you duh. Young nigga turned up off adrenaline rush. Hey, move beneficial, that's meaning official. I ain't a $1 million nigga, but I got the potential. It's like gold, this, chrome, that. Blue whip, pity hat. I was broke, now I stack. Felt to never go back. Business, member competition. Eliminate the competition. Put my plans, this a mission. This was all in all the dishes. Hood gripping, wood gripping. Time to load it, still sipping. Pistol with me if they tripping. Otherwise, I'm on a mission. Two French fries, green stuff. These vibes, button up. Long sleeve, headed for that east side. Count up, twos and fuse. Keep a bitch trying to choose. So every time I move in the clean, no school.
Midnight flight, back to SoCal, man. Been there twice in a 1 week span with the toads in the sand. Little mama holding hands, asking me to be her man. It's that player shit, old man. G-car status, lifestyle, real shit. Northwest trapping, I-5 turnaround. Top shelf Vegas, Figueroa anyway. Peace to my plan, but it's that California sunshine that gets me home every time. Baby girl, fine as wine, still avoiding one time. Slipping on your visit and you might just catch the hot kind. Hooking up with Bobby Cino cause he got the kush kind. Blow one with Young Flow, Big Yogi ready to go. I'd buy back up north just to come right back, you know. Checking in with my SA friends, blue and red, to pick it then. Cause you know in Cali, we get today, huh?
Coming around the mountain, back to Cali, we bouncing in that Range Rover, game over. Sticky green, wake and bake till the day's over. How the hell I do it and stay sober, no hangover. All I need is a freak. Came over left saying I'm a beast in the sheep. Time to kick it with my G's, ain't no beef in the streets. Any problem, got a sweep in the streets from the bay to the beach. I go hard on the beach, harder on the bitches. Been in corner California hitting switches. Top back sun out, watch them all come out. Northwest finest, man, they copy till it run out. Now all I need is a couple switches, couple sisters, and a couple bottles of that girl's favorite liquor. And we gon' toast it with that getcha, but when we done, I'm done with you, cause that was all I need.
Like bitches, even though we were friends. A wolf of sheep clothing, I think it never ends. More than 30 years, know your whole family. From the good times all the way to casualties. Then all of a sudden, y'all niggas tuck your tail and ran. Little boy sitting deal with the man. Birds of a feather, I can say that it's true. Come and join my crew, got wings and you flew. One more thing, I don't need none of y'all. This is scratch, hit me black, I can't get a phone call. Treat me like a hoe you just met. Trying to claim blood when they say they never saw you on the set. Can't get verified, cause I know them niggas also. Background check, not even checking out though. It's a play spot, nobody can confirm. Take my fucking head, y'all just like to wear red. They bring order to the studio, there's quality. Every time y'all step out the room, it only cost me. Everybody got a job, can't pay nothing on the bill. Didn't have to pay cause they got a little kid. White told me I should
just focus on him. Fuck me, everybody in order here. All night is in my studio, I guess it don't matter. Glass niggas always seem to shatter. Acting like a sister, he ran off first. Since he acting like a bitch, I'ma call him Starburst. Used to catch the bus every day to record. Did a lot of shit y'all couldn't afford. Better spend money on a side piece than the producer. Fast forward, that's the thing that you used to. All the real dudes, they can never fade us. Moving out of Cali to Las Vegas. Fake ass Snoop and Black Lil Caesar. On Facebook like everybody needs ya. Studio pics that ain't even yours. When it rains and pours, wax holes in store. Misleading everybody to a light that ain't glowing. Trying to drive people to a place that they ain't going. False hope, can't believe nothing that you speak. You can't deny all the shit that you doing is weak. I could go bar for bar with anything that you got. Niggas always drop a beef in my pot. Stir it up in my stew and make some cornbread. That's the only way your ass gonna get fed. And the puppy that you got ain't even got no soul. You eat the whole steak and won't throw him a bowl. Never was a king and you know that your ass out. Since your pants down, you know that you ass out. Here come another nigga acting like he whore. Bring a body bag if you step up in my yard. Ooh, this is true if you wanna take it there. Talk about a fair one, but I don't fight fair. You better call God instead of me with your threat. You can't get dry off this wet. Nigga, I'm too old to be dealing with the nothing. Keep drinking pee and smoke all them drugs you be buffing. You gotta be high trying to fuck with me. OIC, it must be OCD. You better watch yourself cause you walking up the wrong bush. Shiny red button, that's the wrong one to push. Get the fuck out of here with that wax shit you make. Praise the Lord all day, he even know you fake. Bitch ass nigga, you don't wanna play this game. Catch a high one, leave different than you can. I know a lot of niggas that went Hollywood. I guess they don't see it, I think they all good. One motherfucker, I'ma slap him when I see him. Maybe something hot, yeah, maybe not. Pussy ass nigga try to front around his friend. That's where it start in the beat. Begin. I think your name tell you how your whole life went. That's bad luck. Your mouth always getting you fucked. Your production skills whack anyway. I could go toe-to-toe with you on my worst day. Looking like Alf, eat your cats. I got teeth. I don't have time for you rap. They call me king, they call you sir. I call you bitch cause you act like a her. If you wanna see me, I'll send my address. Since your ass is tired, I'll lay you down and rest. Niggas got their name straight off a cartoon. Niggas can't see me, but they will real soon. Walk around cocky, head too big for a hat. That's why dogs always try to kill a cat. Already broke, that's why I can't get my eight. You brought it up, now you seem to hesitate. Used to be friends, but I guess that meant nada. Never get a scratch from the police around your collar. Call He-Man, he really got your back. Somewhere around his neck is where his nutsack was at. So Joe, so the Illuminati. That's why you stroll around thinking that you better than everybody. Fuck all of y'all and what you stand for. Remember who I am when I kick in the door. Then one day, I used to call you bro. Just a matter of time before you fall real slow. 96 bars with four more to go. 100 miles and running, that's how I end the show. True West, bullets on the map. 100 bars and it's a wrap.
Since you're hating and you're waiting just to see me bust, I'm from the desert, nigga, stopping and kicking up dust. I'm from the desert, I'ma pop you and drain you like pus. I'm from the desert where they cut you and chew up your gut. I'm from the desert, nigga, I don't know who I can trust. I'm from the desert where my Glock and two clips is a must. I'm from the desert where the cop and the crook is in touch. I'm from the desert, nigga, all you can see is my dust.
Got a bitch in the 50, she look like she's 20. She's selling pills to the customers working the Denny's. She dressed to kill like she working at Leather and Fendi. She give me thrills when she say you got somewhere to send me. Hey. It's just a deal and it's just as good a time as any. And I'm for real, leave the money with my nigga Kenny. She give me thrills when she working with her sister Jenny. For dollar bills, I keep my bitches nugget to me. I'm from the desert where some niggas are snakes are the same. I'm from the desert where some niggas be faking for fame. I'm from the desert where the police be smoking the cane. I'm from the desert where the police smoke niggas and bang. I'm from the desert where the jury and judge is tame. If you ain't ready for no justice, go back where you came. If you think your life is precious, you better refrain. And keep your hands where they can get them and keep your name.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
She is my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
She is my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga. I'm from the desert, so take a second.
quick to comprehend me. I get a check and I'm selling pussy cause pimping in me. I'm from the desert where bitches popping their pussy plenty. They get the bag and bring it to me and Uncle Benny. She in the Jag, she had to stop and pick up the Henny. This bitch is bad, she put a pimp in a Lamborghini. Them niggas mad, they browning up every time they see me. I get the cash, it's freaking up when you try to beat me. I'm from the desert with crap dealers and rap niggas. We tap niggas, we stack and you retract niggas. We Mac niggas, we Benz and Cadillac niggas. We fact niggas, we send bitches to whack niggas. We pack niggas, never without a gap niggas. Crack niggas, send it through Cash App niggas. We lap niggas, never taking a nap niggas. Slap niggas, sprinkle dust and take it.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, niggas.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dub. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dub.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Players from Vegas, what you expect? Come feel that cultural effect. It's from the north to the west. It's from the hood to the jet. It's from the dust to Donna. You don't want no problems, our problems. We keep them llamas on mamas. My out-of-towners that doubt us, nigga. Roll them up like flowers, nigga. I'll open carry state. Get that new Bicky in hours, nigga. My city devour, nigga. Don't make no mistake. And don't forget about the east. Be a dust to the eighth. Hey, great.
I'm from the desert, baby. Bitch, I'm from the bay. We get the beat and we gon' whip it like a slave. I get the bitch and I'ma have her getting paid. We ain't playing in these streets. Whole city self-made, cold game, some more of it. Big heat, bitch, I'm carrying the oven. Shit sweet till you're burying your cousin. I get it out the bitch or I get it out your mama.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is La Homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Yeah, we back in the building. True West Radio. Got my people with me, and it's live. JoJo Loco, Buddha Ali, Trillium Monroe, and Mr. Everywhere in the building. Yep, we're doing it one more again for the peoples. Hello?
Is it me you're looking for? Me, you, hell. I mean, me, you, Buddha, Mr. Everywhere. That's who I'm online tonight.
That is right.
You need to try to redo that track, Hell, so we can,
I'm still kind of my computer's still locked on, airplay mode. So I'm trying to figure out how to go around doing.
I wish you could take me a picture of it,
I have to show you on a video chat for you to see what's going on. I should have called my man today. I had a guy that was going to help me walk through it. But I got so tied up with other stuff. So trying to get my doctor appointments and all that lined up. I know
But I got to get some help some kind of way. I'm running out of resources.
You said you got to
move
out of Texas, is what you said.
Yeah.
Texas, I figured they have good health care, you know?
Yeah. I'm super sad now.
Yeah, that's crazy. I looked at them pictures. Buddha was talking about. That's crazy.
Yeah. I was looking at them too. I mean, that's unacceptable. In any neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just. It's sad that people go to the extent to show when it costs nothing to show love. You know?
Yep, that's just how they was raised. That's,
right. And it's something that's going to be there no matter how long you look at it. It's evident that racism is not going anywhere in this country. You know, they may quiet concierge, you know, but seeing it, and people like us, the front line takes care of business, you know.
Is that
what you say?
I said Jamie Foxx in the hospital.
Damn.
Man, I done heard so many different stories about Jamie Foxx. It's crazy.
I haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was walking around at the restaurant.
Say that again?
Yeah.
He was walking around at the restaurant.
What is it?
The other day they showed him online walking at a restaurant, him and some guy, and he went and took a picture with a fan.
That's good.
You just can't give up. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to keep a hell of a motivator. You got to keep on going.
Oh. Yeah. I'll try. Avoiding chest pain, his back pain, his leg pain.
Yeah, my legs stay in pain for the rest of my life, and I keep going. Yeah, with Buddha and them seeing me, I keep everybody was saying, man, you still moving and grooving. Still the same. I said, why change? I can't change, so they put me in the ground.
Yeah.
I refuse to lose, man.
All right, all right.
I refuse to lose, man. I'm sick right now, but you'll never tell.
Never tell. I'm the weather myself. I mean, you know.
What they say, Scratch? What they say? What judge just say he was doing?
I don't know. Judge is in line.
Oh, I thought he said he was finna get ready to go over there or something.
What'd you say?
You finna go over to Craig's house?
I was over there earlier. I might pull back up on him tonight, or I know for sure I'm going back over there tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say you either went over there or was going over there. I hadn't talked to him in a couple of days.
Yeah, I didn't talk to him either. He don't love us on the truth no more.
Soul is out for 24.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't
I thought it was last week.
When the game was on? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
No, he called it because the Lakers got swept.
No,
he called in the day that girl called in.
They was winning at first.
Yeah, that's what happened at first.
Yeah. It's you probably check was one day, probably Friday.
Freestyle Friday.
Something that they never have.
You gotta put it together, Hell. You gotta put it together.
Man, look, let me tell you something. When I try to put something together for this show, it never works out. So I can just quit exhausting efforts.
I'm gonna be able to get you some people on the show. I'm back to my normal rescheduled broadcast now, so I'll be able to get you some on. Just I had to make a few phone calls.
That's so cool. Like I said, ain't got nobody that's performing. Nobody to call in right now. I'm working on some new guys. And reaching out to some older people that I had on here. And we trying to get them leveled up and scheduled and stuff. These new cats that's jumping out, they don't feel the need to fuck with you. So,
some of them don't be wanting to learn and you know, trying to. They already be grown in their own ways. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like Mr. Edward got a lot, whole lot of knowledge, but people really ain't just gonna really sit there and apply themselves to listen to see what he got to say. You know, they probably see it as, you know, something else, but as something that they can benefit from.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying a lot of people don't appreciate when it's people that genuinely around and care for you and want to see the best for you. They, you know, some of them just think that they know it all. They don't humble themselves.
Yeah.
See, it took me 30-some years of trial and error and learning. So in 30 years, I've been able to bless people with my knowledge and my mistakes so they don't make the same mistakes. Because once you make them mistakes, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to say, man, I didn't do this and do that, and I didn't get these results that I thought. And then you're going to say, I'm walking away from it. You see, it's like me, this is just a passion for me. This is not something that I can say, well, I want to do this forever. And what you call it, it's just a passion to see y'all live y'all dream. When it comes to artists, and I can say, hey, let me assist you, point you in the right direction, show you some shortcuts. And the best way to get to where you're trying to go, if they willing to listen, then the blessing's going to come. When they don't listen, they have it figured out on their own, I say, well, do it on your own.
Yeah.
And every time they did it on their own, they come back, hey, you think you guys know? Once we do that first trip, then it's up to you to drive to the second leg. I'll drive you there, but once you got to drive yourself on the way back, once we get that understanding that you got to figure it out. And it happens. I done had plenty of people, they first deal they do, oh, man, I got to figure it out. And I just sit back and laugh, not laugh, but sit back and observe and watch. And I'm like, well, damn, they still ain't creating no waves. You see, I'm looking. And now you look at Trulia, she done made waves here, made waves there. And you got other people that were sitting up there trying to tell her about the direction that she needs to go. And they haven't made not a splash in the pool yet.
Right.
It all comes with guidance. Once you have the proper guidance, and you can go places. Because I done had to ask plenty of people. I give them guidance, and they done pretty good for whatever it has been. Model guidance, music guidance, photography, videography. You know. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Gatwell. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
I want to thank y'all, Mr. Edwell, for leaving me them suits. He got me looking like a real live pimp. Mr. Edwell dropped some suits off over here. When he was in Arkansas, he dropped me off some suits. Got me looking like a real live pimp.
Yeah, they going to thank you, me.
Oh, yeah?
Dang it. Oh, yeah. I got him looking sharp. Yeah, I dropped two off to Roosevelt, and then I dropped them off to you.
I'm gonna have the fez on. I got one suit, I'm gonna wear a fez, one suit, I'm gonna have a turban on.
Okay. You'll be one of the speedy players, huh?
Oh, man, I told you, this is a whole other level here. He put that Florida, he put some Florida in the pot. He put some of that Florida. Put some of that man.
There's a whole other level, huh? Squad business.
Some sand from the beach off in the pocket, you hear?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, waiting on y'all to make it this way. Everybody keep talking. They lips moving, ain't no feet moving, though.
Oh, yeah? I have to see what's going on, man. I might have to catch me a bus down and just chill out myself.
Heavy love, we can put you out in the water. You need to walk out there, we lay you down in that beach water, down on the beach.
My wheelchair is not waterproof. My wheelchair ain't waterproof, so I ain't worried about that.
No, I'm talking about that salt water heal your body.
Oh, yeah.
That ocean water heal your body.
You know, really and truly, right now, I wouldn't even trust the ocean right now. Because if they doing this much bullshit on land, they don't tell them what they doing to the water.
Yeah, but that salt a motherfucker, though. There's salt in the ocean, a motherfucker, though. They can't beat that salt.
Yeah.
That salt still got that nutrient, because that's why you think they coming with the sea moss, unless it's farm-raised sea moss. They coming with that moss.
Yeah.
The ocean's still going to provide, man, no matter how they pollute it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I always wanted to go back to Lido Beach.
Mr. Edward down there by the beach, he come down, he had some brand new skin, like his skin was brand new out the pack.
When I jump in that water, it'd be brand new. Yeah, I'm going to jump in there this year.
That water, the air in the water from the ocean.
Yeah.
See, up this way, we got that pollen. We got that honey pollen in our skin. That's why our body be real oily this way. You find more oily natives up in the South Coast. Got that pollen, man.
Mm-hmm.
That clay dirt. That river
bottom. I seen that clay dirt in Mississippi. Boy, I said I ain't seen nothing in Mississippi.
What?
I seen some down there in Bluff City, though. They had some down in Bluff City. I seen some. But other than that, I hadn't seen none since Mississippi.
I know my aunt loves to eat the clay dirt. She's love to eat it.
Sister Mayat, eat it now. That clay dirt. I had a piece another day. They like vanilla. Shout out to Sister Maya.
So
it cleans out the system, huh?
Help
that's a good thing.
Through.
Good thing. Oh, yeah.
Work on your digestive system.
Oh.
Your intestine. It work on that intestine.
Mine already getting worked on, man. This new person, boy, got me messed up.
Yeah.
Got me always messed up. And I'll figure it out when I make it to the doctor.
All right.
Well, y'all got to help everybody in health week. Y'all sound good. Y'all looking good.
Well, y'all maintained. They watching me work in Memphis this weekend.
I heard.
Yeah, she finna do it big, yeah.
You in there now.
Oh, yeah.
She has outgrown the truth.
Is she still on here?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
True.
Who, me? Oh, I thought I was talking. I'm sorry, y'all. I had it on mute.
Oh, that's
bad. You ain't talking.
I thought I was talking. My bad, y'all. I'm sitting up here I was trying to put that show on my sites and reverbs and stuff. Got some people. Mimi supposed to be coming up there. No, just a few people that I know in Memphis and surrounding areas, just trying to get them to come.
Well, it's going to be good. You know,
they're going to be there. Well, Mr. Edward took me to that one with, what's that woman's name?
Lit Lovely Lisa and Raven.
The tall Amazon girl.
Yeah, you had a Lit Lovely Lisa?
Yeah, Raven. Not... The other one though, Miss Jingle, Miss Bling.
Oh yeah, Miss Bling, yeah.
Miss Bling, yeah. Miss Bling. Mr. Doug with everyone up there. They took us mm-hmm. right, we got there, took a straight VIP in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they do when I be rolling. That's how they gonna do the red carpet. That's why I say when you humble, you always what you call it. You know, and I hate situation with old girl. I had to end the way it did the other night, and it's sad. But like I said, I done put my heart and soul into that group. You know, just for you to act a damn fool about a baby daddy that I told you wasn't about nothing. So that business over with. You want to manage him, Buddha? You step right in and go right ahead. You got the green light.
You know, I'm going to say this. I'm glad you said that. You know, I'm always promote what we do because we drove hard and long on them roads with them. Just the same mm-hmm. time you took me prior to the time you were already going, we drove miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she put me on blast.
You put
on Facebook. My cousin called me today, talking about, man, that girl blasted you on Facebook, said this and that, this and that. I said, yeah, she cussed my mama out. My mama standing right here, called my mama the B word and everything. I said, that's it.
I'm going to say y'all been going together. Hold on. Let me get back on the court. Hold on, Miami Mac. No, for really, though. You been knowing about 10 years.
Five years.
Mm-hmm. I'll say like 10. I remember.
Meet her on the show.
I met her when we went down there to the Hooters or something that you.
But, yeah, that's how it is. Yeah, when we went over there to Texarkana.
Y'all been together pretty good piece, man. I can't believe that, man. But that promotion, man, you did a lot for them boys and the woman, too. And the baby daddies and the uncles, too. You hooked everybody up.
Yeah, but she what you call her, she been in their feelings because their baby daddy didn't get the baby nothing for his birthday last week. Didn't put in on the party or nothing. And I told him, I said, I told you from the gate to leave him alone, and you didn't. You called his wife answered.
and you still messing with him after his wife answered, said they've been together for 10 years, then you get a baby, then he pulled a gun on you and your kids, and you still fooling with him.
Well, I'm like this. All that stuff, though, but when you cuss out T. Jones, when you cuss out the biggest cuz, you cuss out your T. Jones, now you know the game pretty much over.
Yeah, that was it. That's why I said don't call my phone.
Nigga,
no.
All that nigga shit ain't about a motherfucking thing. You get to talk to the elders, disrespecting the elders.
Yeah, and she didn't have nothing to do with it, you know. My mom just come and said, hang the phone up, because she kept hearing her holler, and I kept telling her, yes, I'm going to sit up there and tell you when you wrong. I said, it's all love. No, you shut the... And you go get you a bitch, you old handicapped motherfucker, and all that crazy shit. For no reason, because... Her baby daddy didn't get that boy no Christmas present and no birthday present.
But see, that pin, you know, you got the, I know that, that's why I say y'all were close. You know, on the, in the real world, you know, you see, yo, you got to keep a business with some of these people, man, even though y'all touch toes and everything. Sometimes you just got to keep it business and whatever go on in, whenever go in there, whatever going on in there personally, you just have to wait till she come talk to you about the business. I wouldn't even get in the way of
I get a phone call 5-6 o'clock in the morning, and guess what? It's a crying call about he done did this, or he done said that, or he done did this. I get called 3 o'clock in the morning. He done did this. He done said that. And I said, leave him alone, like I told you from the beginning. And she still wouldn't do it. And
that's
the end result.
Y'all family, though. Y'all been there. What I say, y'all family, so I can understand.
She broke
but...
her family up behind that. She broke her family up behind that because her son was seeing her with all these bull-jiving dudes, the baby daddy pulling guns out on you and the kids, and you still messing with them. So your son trying to call it as he see it. Then you two fall out. That part of the reason the group broke up. You see? She ain't telling the whole story. You want to tell on me, tell on you on Facebook. That's all I'm saying. I didn't tell on you. Went blabbing off, live chat, whatever, and texting all these crazy stuff, talking about my mama stalking her. My mama don't give a damn about you. I don't.
All right.
You and your baby daddy, that's y'all. You, as a friend, I gave you the money to get you a can of milk when your baby daddy didn't do it. That's what the problem is. I said, well, why should I have to did that? I asked you that. Why should I have to do that? You done laid down with this man. I said, your choice of men are bad. Flat out. She don't tell the whole story. She was following behind all of my friends on Facebook, inboxing them and trying to lay up with them. She don't want the truth to be told. And I said, leave these people alone. I got you asking, what you know about so-and-so? And I'm like, what do you know about them? Oh, they came and kicked it with me. 2 days later, oh, fuck your homeboy. He ain't about shit, boop the boop. You done did it 3 times. I said, leave my homeboys alone. Going on my page and inboxing them. You see what I'm saying? She don't want to tell the whole truth.
Wow.
Them y'all
it
get
hurts,
into
it
you
hurts
expect
to hear
me.
It hurts
she,
me to hear
she
you.
She gets into it with them, and she expects me to side with her. I done known them before I known you. So why am I going to be siding with you on some stuff that they done hit it and quit it?
Right.
I'm telling you to leave them alone, but you can still go do what you do and get an adverse effect.
That's why I say I seen the movie last night on Roku. It's called Close Love or something, but this damn near the same thing.
I mean, I held my tongue for so long, Buddha. I done held it for so long. But that's what I said. You messing up the business, worrying about niggas, and not focus on the kids, then. Then you got pregnant, see? Can't take the kids on the road, can't do nothing. Then you want to press me, talking about how come we ain't got no show? How come what you got to say? You see me calling around, the people sitting up there saying, y'all can pay to get on stage, or y'all can perform for free. I'm showing her the screenshots.
I'm trying to get $500 for show. People want to charge $500,000, $1,500 to open up. But they don't want to pay. They like, well, y'all ain't got no hits on the radio. Y'all ain't got no motion.
Yeah.
So why are we going to pay you? We'll give you some hot dogs and chips, and y'all can come do y'all deal and sell some shirts, but we ain't paying you. So that becomes the issue. If you want to perform for free to get famous, that's on you.
Not but they own the radio.
Now, I'm talking about the nationwide song on the radio, Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point I'm talking about. They don't want to pay until you get hot. They want you to get on stage and pay. She don't understand the game. You go meet these folks and give them your money. Then they don't want to give the money back. Then you call me crying. Then I got to call them and put pressure on them like Suge Knight to make them cash out your money back. I done had to do that twice.
Yeah.
But you don't let me handle the business side. You try to handle the business side. And when the business that you do goes south, you calling me on the phone. This motherfucker done took my money. He ain't responding to my text and phone call. He supposed to shot a video. He supposed to made us a beat, and he ain't sent the beat yet. Then I get on the ass to send the money back. You see? So that's what I say. You didn't never let me handle the business side of stuff because you want to sit up there and jump, put your 2 cents in the middle. And you messed the whole business up, running your goddamn mouth the other day. Life goes on. I'm not mad. I'm not hurt or nothing because my life goes on. All I got to do is sit on, wait on check day every month. I ain't got to do music. That's not my dream to do music. That's everybody else's dream. My dream is to be like goddamn it, a Mary J. Blige. All I want to be is happy. That's it. That's all I got to do is sit here and watch TV. You see? But I thought we were friends, but I understand now that it never was. You were just riding the coattail to get to where you were trying to go. That's all it was. You're using me to get to my friends on Facebook. How you know my friends on Facebook? Mm. Is you on my page and inboxing them, what's up? Then they pulling up on you, smashing, and then don't call you back, then you cussing them out and telling me that the motherfuckers ain't shit. And I'm like, well, hell, how you meet them? Then they want to say, I was on your page. You stay off a nigga page. Stay off my page trying to hook up with my friends. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
Yeah, man, it's a hurtful story. It's a very hurtful story, man, because y'all at 80,000 views plus and you're streaming, the song is out there on the digital platform, man.
Well, you can take over. Like I said, you can get in the driver's seat and take over. Because she went saying something about this woman, said something. I said, you the one to call me every day bugging a woman about when y'all going to be in the magazine. I told you it's going to be an online magazine. So then she talking about the woman said she don't want to do business with us. We would have been them blown up, but she don't want to do business because of you. I said, hell, the woman went a whole year before they even did the, they forgot even about the magazine. I called them and said they put me in the magazine. They said with the contest with the Def Jam deal, she, oh, you got to call so-and-so. I called so-and-so. That woman said, I ain't got nothing to do with no magazine. You're going to have to call what to call. Then she called, oh, yeah, that's right, this is his person. A whole year later, magazine still ain't came out, but you pressing me every day. Call them about the magazine. Call them. Call them. Hurry up. 6 o'clock in the goddamn morning like a damn fool. I say, I'll be in bed. I don't get up to 8:30. You worry me every day about a damn magazine. It's only online magazine. Ain't in no store. She thinking the magazine going to be in the store. I say, they don't even put magazine in the store. It's like a Source magazine. Double XL. They ain't putting no damn rap magazines in no damn store. Ain't nobody buying that shit. You ain't seen the Murder Dog since, the Ozone since.
You right.
Well, you tell them, go in one ear and out the other. Try to show her the ropes and you don't listen. That's what the problem is. You don't listen on a personal level. You don't listen on a business level. Ain't nobody going to do business with you like that. You go around every day, you're on the phone, I'm on the phone with you, you cutting somebody out in the parking lot. People say you can't sell tickets there, you trying to sell tickets in these people's private parking lot. They tell you can't sell it, pack your shit up and go. You can't argue with them. When they call the police, they're getting you for a loitering ticket. You get into it with the police, they're going to get you for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Now you got more shit on your hands. You see what I'm saying? But you can't tell nobody.
I pray y'all work it out. I don't know, bro.
You ain't none of that. You ain't going to sit there and cuss my mama out and like you motherfucker goddamn God or none of that. I never disrespect nobody, mama. Never that. Not me.
You got 1 minute left.
Oh, hell.
I feel you, Mr. World, man. You helped everybody, man. I hate that shit happened, though. I ain't know it that bad, man. I just really didn't.
Oh, that's part of life. You know, I don't lose nothing.
I know I'm going with you many miles with them.
You can keep riding with them many miles. It won't be with me. Yeah, I wish them the best of luck, but I can't do business with her, and I can't be on the